In a contentious vote today, the Securities and Exchange Commission chose William Webster as the head of a new board to oversee the accounting industry. The 3-2 vote was split along party lines, with Republicans voting for Webster's appointment and Democrats against. NPR's Jack Speer has more.
This meeting of the SEC was significant for several reasons. Normally, the commission meets in private, but today it held a rare public meeting. And that session got fairly heated as commission members voted on the creation of a new board to oversee the accounting industry. Harvey Goldsmith, one of two Democrats on the panel, voted against Webster. He apologized for the outcome, saying it doesn't reflect the spirit of accounting reform legislation passed last summer by Congress.
Congress spoke nearly unanimously to assure investors, employees, and pensioners that the losses they have suffered would not be in vain, that the enormous hardships they had endured would spawn real reform. I apologize to the nation. I deeply regret the commission has not acted unanimously or wisely today.
Webster, who is 78 years old and is former head of both the FBI and the CIA, is something of a Washington institution. However, he wasn't necessarily the first choice to head up the board. The job was said to have been initially offered to John Biggs, a former pension fund manager. But the offer was reportedly withdrawn. The accounting industry is said to have been concerned Biggs was too tough and too hostile. Others claim divisions within the SEC itself torpedoed the Biggs nomination. However, at today's meeting, SEC Chairman Harvey Pitt denied his decision to go with Webster was in any way political.
I am fiercely independent. I am beholden to no one. At no time since this process began has any member of the accounting industry, any member of any administration position, or any member of the Republican Party sought to influence my judgment.
However, following news of today's SEC vote, Democratic Senator Paul Sarbanes of Maryland joined a growing list of politicians calling for Pitt to step down. Sarbanes, co-author of the accounting bill, accused Pitt of appearing to bow to political pressure by not choosing Biggs. John Coffey, a Columbia University law professor, says the growing division within the SEC is becoming a major problem.
I have seen split votes on the SEC before, but very, very rarely along party lines. Generally, the chairman can maintain a unanimous vote by engaging in conciliation and compromise. So the best SEC chairmen have generally almost never had a divided vote because they've anticipated in advance the differing views and found a way to reach a balanced compromise.
David Reuter, a law professor at Northwestern University and a former SEC chairman, agrees it's unfortunate the new oversight board has been caught in the middle of a political debate. However, he thinks Webster is a good candidate to head up the accounting board, and he says the fact the oversight board is now up and running means it should be able to meet the requirements laid out in corporate reform legislation.
I think it will take some time before the board really begins to do its job, but the fact that it's in existence, I think, is a very important fact. Sarbanes-Oxley's legislation is now being implemented.
In addition to Webster, the SEC approved several other individuals to sit on the newly created accounting board. They include Kyla Gillen, formerly with the California Public Employees Retirement System, and Charles Niemeyer, a former chief accountant of the SEC's Enforcement Division. Two others were also named to the new board. Funding for the accounting board will come from fees levied against publicly traded companies. Jack Speer, NPR News, Washington.